Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really had to dig deep on the bench to get the fill-in update.
That's
anchor
a nice way
today.
To start.
He knows how I feel about him. I was one of the guys who asked for him. We were making the bench,
right?
And Jacob was one of the guys that was top of mind. Jacob Wilkins, the first time ever doing this morning shift. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right, so the first time that you did a shift with Mike Francesa, which was a big spot
yes.
for you,
yes.
Within 5 seconds, you mentioned how you were from the same town as a serial killer. Did you not?
I don't know, 5 seconds in, but we got there.
Yeah, right.
We got there.
At least
in
under a
cringeworthy moment.
Yes. Right, right. So everything was going well. He's
yeah.
going, you're a Long Island guy. Okay, Jacob. All right. Who are you? Everything was going well.
And
then you dropped the serial killer thing on him.
Right.
And then it took a left turn. And has he spoken to you since?
Not directly.
Yeah, right. No, who is the serial killer from your town?
Joe Rifkin.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right, very good. And that's just something that you just tell people, like that's right off the top of mind for you.
You know, I was thinking about
have a good time.
what happened was he was Mike was thinking of people that grew up in that town.
Yeah.
And I think he mentioned the first Frank Viola.
Oh, okay.
Great. We're
right.
one in.
Yeah.
Then there was this sort of long pause, and it was not trying to be funny.
And you had to fill it with the serial killer, the long pause. You couldn't just let it go.
That would be something I think I feel like I would say in casual conversation, because we sort of make fun of our hometown,
okay.
et cetera. I just probably wasn't the best platform to...
Well, that's why you're a clown. Bye.
Hey, you are a sensational man, I will tell you that much.
Thanks.
And you make things very uncomfortable for many people all over this radio station. But
so
I mean,
flattering.
But I mean, not in a bad way. I mean, you would have to admit that you're an awkward guy, right?
Don't think so at all.
You don't think you're
an
awkward
guy? Have you walked around this radio station?
Yeah, I don't find them all that awkward either, but maybe I'm awkward.
Compared to, you know, the level of awkwardness here, I mean, it's more normal.
I guess. Oh, I like it. I'm a fan of it, or you wouldn't be sitting here, obviously. But there are times that you sneak up behind me, I don't know you're there, and then your hand sort of comes over my shoulder, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? I mean,
right.
there's certain times like that.
But, right. And early in the morning, you never know how people are going to respond.
Right.
With the back slap or, you know.
Yeah, you do. You do hug a lot, too. You're a big handshake and hug guy.
Why not?
Well, I mean, some people don't want that from Jacob Wilkins at 5 o'clock in the morning. You
I'll
know?
Pass.
Right, exactly. I mean, yeah. Did you try to hug Jerry this morning?
No.
He didn't even say hello.
You didn't say hello to Jerry?
He seemed focused?
You should. I was watching the Ray Lewis.
Oh, God. Please.
It was pretty good.
Do you have any of that, or you left
yes.
that alone?
Well,
yes.
He hasn't started yet, so.
No, I know. I was just asking if he was.
Teasing.
Because sometimes with Saturday, something happens on Saturday,
yes,
you don't
well,
leave it alone on Monday. So right. I was curious. But you have an update for us.
Yes.
Are you nervous at all?
Excited.
You're excited to do the update. Do you have family watching and listening this morning
of
on
course.
Long Island? All right.
Of
all right.
Course.
Very good.
This is going to go on the demo reel.
Yeah, is it? Yeah,
We'll see.
Jacob has a website, jacobwilkins.com. It's got all sorts of stuff on there. So if you do a good job, maybe we'll be lucky enough to have a little bit of the Boomer and Geo program on jacobawilkins.com.
Very good.
All
very
right.
good, the middle initial.
All right, do the update.
All
shut
right.
up, will you?
This report brought to you by the John Thurr Cancer Center at Hackensack University Medical Center and by Sport Clips. Check in online at sportclips.com/check-in and claim your spot today. And all right, guys, a devastating 5-4 loss for the Yanks as Andrew Benintendi's walk-off RBI single off Jonathan Holder in the 10th wins it. Yanks swept in that 4-game series at Fenway. Let's go back to the 9th inning. though. Yankees up 4-1. Aroldis Chapman, who last pitched on July 31st, in to close it out, walks, the bases loaded. Now still two out. J.D. Martinez, the two-run single that pulls Boston to within one. So first and second, two out, and it brings Xander Bogaerts to the plate.
It'll be a 1-1 to the right-hand hitting Bogaerts. And Chapman deals, swung on and grounded to third. And Duar feels the long throw is dropped by Bird. Here comes Bradley. He scores. And the game is tied at four.
Don't you get the sense at that point John Sterling wanted to turn the mic off and just start swearing left and right?
Oh, without a doubt.
You got to be effing kidding me. What are we doing here, guys?
Of course. But not only the Yankee side, but the fact that it's going to go into extra innings
now, too,
on Sunday Night Baseball. When you're 80 years old and you don't take a day off, you want that game to end. That's what you want.
It's endless.
Yeah.
Especially heading to Chicago for tonight's game.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so Sterling, the call, and the fan, the error officially charged to Andujar, but if Bird holds on, he's out, and Aaron Boone backing up his third baseman.
It's a tough scoop, you know, when a ball's, there's not a ton, you know, the softer it's thrown, the harder it is to stick.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those in-between hops. That is a difficult play to make.
Yeah, but if you look at it, I mean, this is maybe me being overly critical, and I will say that, preface it by saying that, but it doesn't look like it's that much of a tough hop. It really doesn't. It doesn't look in-between.
A gold glove first baseman makes everybody that much better. It's one thing for years we have argued on this show that you don't just stand at first base and catch the ball. You actually have to make plays, and with that stretch, where the ball is, it's a tough play to make. Some make it, some don't. Doesn't mean he's not a good first baseman.
Right.
That's a tough play to make.
Right, but in that situation, Red Sox, game on the line, you already lost three.
And Wade Boggs would have liked to have, you know, grabbed the ball at first base.
No,
I mean,
things happen. I understand, but I mean, that is a spot where that can't happen. That's the time you have to make that play. I didn't think it was that tough of a hop. I really don't.
Bill Buckner. Sorry, Wade Boggs. Good Lord. Bill Buckner. You know what I meant.
I was wondering for a moment. Anyhow, Andujar, to his credit, also through an interpreter, didn't make any excuses.
Bad throw there. You know, had to catch the ball, execute the throw, and it was low. Just a bad throw. You know, now we got to get ready for tomorrow.
And as to Chapman's long layoff, this is Chapman through an interpreter on if he thought it had an effect.
Nah, I don't think so. You know, I can't use that as an excuse. You know, it's... like I just said, it's a bad outing.
And he hadn't pitched since July 31st.
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely something that we've seen from him with these layoffs and not being sharp. So I know it's tough when you got a guy. I mean, he's not a spring chicken any longer. And those long layoffs, you're thinking this is good because we'll get that arm rested when these games really matter and we're talking postseason. But at the same time, when you're bringing him in these games with long layoffs and he's not sharp, it's hurting you. So Aaron Boone has to figure out a plan to keep him sharp and not overwork him at the same time, which is a very, very difficult thing for a manager. But that's why he's here.
Yeah, and Masahiro Tanaka pitched well, allowed just one run, 9 strikeouts in the start, only went 4 2/3, though. And the Yankees offense continued to struggle, 2 for 11 with runners in scoring position, 10 left on base. David Price, who the Yankees usually hit, allowed only 4 hits and 2 runs over 6. And Yankees certainly missing Aaron Judge this weekend. He did speak to reporters before the game to give an update on his wrist injury and asked if that initial 3-week timetable that was put on his return is realistic.
Tough to say. I don't want to put really a number on it yet, so it's tough to say. But as far as I know with the trainers, we're right on track. So.
Yeah, they're going to need them. Yeah, they definitely do.
Yeah, so the Yankees now 9.5 back of Boston in the AL East, their 5th straight loss, a season high. And they better watch out for the A's, who also don't lose. They win their 6th in a row, blanking the Tigers 6-0 in Oakland. A's now 33-10 since June 16th. Yankees are just 2.5 games ahead of the Athletics for that first AL wild card
spot. What's amazing
spot
about that, 33-10, they had the 4-game sweep that they lost last week.
Yeah.
So they have, I mean, in and around that, you're 33-6.
I know.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they take care of bad teams, Blue Jays and Tigers this weekend, back-to-back sweeps. So Yanks are back on the field tonight, continuing that road trip in Chicago. The quick turnaround against the White Sox. Lance Lynn makes his first start in pinstripes. Of course, we'll have it for you on the Fan. Mets fell to the Braves also by a 5-4 score in 10 at Citi Field, dropping 3 of 4 in the series. Looked like the Mets were going to end their weekend on a high note, up 3-0, but Atlanta 4 unanswered. Then Devin Mesoraco hit the game-tying homer in the bottom of the 9th, but Nick Markakis continued his big big day in the 10th.
Swinging a high fly ball, pretty well hit right center field. Back to the track towards the bullpens. It is gone. Home run, Nick Markakis. He drove a 96-mile-an-hour fastball into the first row in right center.
And I was like, remember Major League when the idiots in the stands are like, that's too high.
Right.
The game, he hits the ball, and my buddy hits me. He goes, oh, no. I'm like, no. It's a high fly ball. We're fine. Okay, it's out. Just kept carrying and carrying and carrying.
You're still going to games, man.
It's amazing. My buddy Mark, every year, he gets a suite for his son.
Nice.
It's his birthday, it's a great time to go. It's a lot of fun.
You'd have got to be some sort of special loser.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, I mean, at least the suite. I mean,
Al doesn't even put him on the show sheet anymore.
Yeah, I know.
That's all you need to know.
Right. After this weekend, I'm thinking of taking the Yankees off the show sheet.
Well, the suite's nice, though. Look at
that. The suite is awesome.
He gets a suite every
year. That's a way to watch
year.
A game. Yes.
That's a good friend to have.
Yeah, he does it for his son. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, what a lucky kid that is. To have a suite every year at a Mets game?
It's good.
Next year, he's got to get it for April, though. Screw the birthday. At least play a meaningful game.
At least not past Memorial Day.
Right, seriously. All right, Jacob, what else you got over there, huh?
And so Josh Lewin on WOR made the difference, and that came off rookie Tyler Bachelor. Now, Markakis finished 4-for-5. Corey Oswald pitched well, went 6-plus, gave up the game-tying 2-run homer to Ender Inciarte to begin the 7th. His battery mate, Devin Mesoraco, taking the blame, though.
That was more my fault. You know, we've been pitching him in, and he was ready for it, you know. So I think that we should have went something else.
Well, that was nice of him. Now, not sure if this is particularly notable, but Newsday reports Mickey Callaway will be back next year, even if the...
What's the matter?
It doesn't make any sense to me. Why this is still a report that's happening at this point in time? We've already heard that weeks ago, right? And now we have another report that he's... A new report,
old
report.
To confirm the report that was confirmed by a source of someone close to the Mets.
But they are going to look for a general manager outside of the organization, so you're basically foisting Mickey Callaway on this new guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what type of sense does that make? Can you at least
Mets
say...
sense.
Right. There you go. Well, yeah, why am I even wasting my breath? You're right. You're absolutely right. Why do anything that makes sense?
That's also assuming they do hire someone from outside the organization, too.
That's all we've heard.
Yeah, all right. That's all we've heard. We don't know that, though.
They're really going to, after all this, they're going to, John Rico's going to be the guy after all this?
I don't think it's out of the question. We don't know, but I wouldn't be stunned if they interviewed a couple of people and said, you know what, we got our guy, we're fine.
If they do that, man, then that's just, this is all, this, then Jeff's just the man, right? Then Jeff's running everything.
Jeff, who thinks he's not?
I know, but I mean, at some
point. He owns the team.
I get it, but there's some owners that are meddling, and there's some owners that stay out of it, and this is a guy who, if he brings back the same damn team with the same damn general manager and manager, then he's basically, he's making the sauce. Right? Is he
pretty
not
much.
Making a sauce?
I would say so, yeah.
He's making a sauce, Jacob.
Making the sauce. If they're serious, though, about bringing in a candidate from the outside, doesn't that hamper their search, putting it out there that...
Yes! That's my point.
Yes.
Yes.
We're on the same page.
There you
page.
Go. We
yes.
are on the same page.
Mets at home against the Reds tonight. Noah Syndergaard on the hill. And Ohio State announcing last night they expect their investigation into Urban Meyer's handling of that domestic violence complaint against assistant coach Zach Smith in 2015 to be wrapped up within 2 weeks now. Meyer writes... right now is on paid administrative leave. He said Friday night he did, in fact, report that complaint by Courtney Smith, which was an about face from what he said at Big Ten Media Days when he denied any prior knowledge of it.
Yeah, he did not handle that well at all, and he flat out lied. And I don't care what his statement says, he lied.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then how about Zach Smith, who goes on a radio station down in Texas, I believe, and says he's denying everything. And then Brett McMurphy, who broke the story, who is now an independent reporter, used to be with ESPN, right after that interview, publishes on Twitter the text message that he has between Zach Smith and his wife, where his wife is saying, remember when you strangled me on vacation and then again at home in April? And he says, I know, I'm sorry. So, listen, you guys, stop lying. I know that you've probably gotten to a point in your lives where you feel like you can get away with everything. It's not going to happen anymore. All right, this is a serious situation, and now you're in a web of mistruth, and it's going to be very, very difficult for them to get out of this.
And let's fast forward to the Hall of Fame Saturday night. 7 inducted in Canton: Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, Randy Moss, Robert Brazil, Jerry Kramer, who waited 45 years to get in, former Redskins and Chargers GM Bobby Bethard. Terrell Owens did his speech a little earlier in the day at his alma mater in Tennessee. Now, Lewis decided to forego the podium, use a wireless mic, and walk around the stage. Certainly veered off football and talks, I think, about working together to make a difference.
If I keep my hands separated, anybody can come and bend my fingers. But Paula, I promise you, if I put my fists together, there's nothing we can't do.
What?
You had to watch it.
What do you mean I had to watch it?
You had to watch it.
That would have made sense to me.
I'll tell you what
it was.
It was entertaining. Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You don't like him, and that's fine. He's not everybody's cup of tea. I tell you, ain't boring.
And he sweat through.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, my God. He did.
Yeah, by the
end.
He's got
the purple pants. Looking like the Joker, but it was entertaining.
He thinks that when he was playing, that crime.
Yes.
Did not happen in Baltimore when he was on
because
the field.
They were locked in on the Ravens.
Right. This is from a Jameson Hensley, who's a reporter for ESPN. Not during his speech. Ray Lewis, when I played, crime went lower in Baltimore. Great English is always from Ray. It's like nobody needs to be mad now. It's like everybody wants to be happy and celebrate.
Yeah.
Do this research if we don't have a season. Watch how much evil, which we call crime. Watch how much crime picks up. If you take away our game, Lewis said.
He was preaching for 35 minutes, and he came out on stage. He had Jonathan Ogden at one point, goes up on stage with him to do the dance, which was actually fun. Okay, it was funny. Right. But what was awkward about watching this was you had a couple of shots. I think one was, I think Urlacher was back left. I'm pretty sure it was him. And at one point, he's gyrating and doing this, and Jesus and God. And here's Urlacher sitting like this. He's like, he's picking a callus off of his hand.
He probably hates his guts.
And then there's one serious moment where he is talking to his mother. And she's like, she's teary-eyed and talking about how they had no money and, you know, what it was like. She only saw one of my football games. And he slides to the right side, slides to the right side of the stage. And you've got Emmitt Smith, who looks like he's 90 at this point in his life, with Michael Irvin. They aren't listening to a single thing that he's saying as they are having a conversation.
Good.
It was a very entertaining 35 minutes, yeah. Like him or not. It was interesting.
I'm surprised he didn't do one of those things that those preachers do, those big church ones where they have someone who's blind, then he makes them see or whatever, has him get up and he can walk all of a sudden. Like, I'm surprised he didn't do that. You know, like one of those.
He did not. Well, at least not in the 30 minutes I saw did he do that.
Now you've been blind your whole life, right? Oh, now what do you see? You see Ray. He can see. It's sweating through his jacket. You know, here's the problem with him. No one has the guts to tell him he's full of crap. That's the problem. Nobody.
If he believes it.
Right. But I'm saying
if he believes it.
He keeps doing this because there's nobody around him that tells him you sound ridiculous.
At the end of the day, if he's right with what he said back then, like things turned out the way he said. So he did a story about his brother and how his mother moves him from Florida to Tennessee. And he's like, I don't want to be in Tennessee. My life is in Florida. I'm going to be great because I'm going to come from Florida. He's in 11th grade. So his mother didn't have any money. He says, fine. Here's a bus ticket. Here's $20 in food stamps. Good luck. And his brother, who's younger at the time, starts crying, you can't leave me. Now, you would think, what would you do? Probably stay with your mom who needs to go make money. And the brother, who's your younger brother, who's crying, doesn't want to lose his older brother. He's like, I promise we're going to make it. Oh, well, he made it.
All right.
Doesn't mean it was right at the time.
Was there a witness around for this, or did you just make it?
Well, he was nodding. I don't know.
I slayed a dragon. He came up into the neighborhood breathing fire and all that, and I just pulled out. It was a popsicle stick, actually. It wasn't even a sword. I just finished a popsicle, and I slayed that dragon in the neighborhood, and I showed everybody I could do anything. I could do anything.
This is a man who believes that God uses him to do stuff.
I know.
He's claiming he's a prophet, and I have problems with that. That's basically what it comes down to.
And that's fine. And right. The people that believe in it, believe in it. We have many people on the staff that do not. Hi, Eddie.
No, I mean, listen, I'm not going to knock the whole thing. I just did knock Ray
Lewis. He's an extremist.
Thinking he can put his hand on a man, and that man's going to score a touchdown.
I'm not arguing with you.
Is an issue that I have. with him. All right, Jacob, what do you got?
Huh? Yeah, and Justin Thomas winning that WGC Bridgestone. He'll defend his PGA Championship title this weekend.
All right, we have some Jacob play-by-play we'll get to a little bit later. I'm going to have Jerry critique it because Jerry is the play-by-play.
I'm not critiquing nothing.
Yes, you
Who
are.
Who am I?
Well, you give him a tip for crying out loud. Why not? I mean, this is a guy, he needs a mentor. You can be the mentor.
Oh, sure, okay.
All right, we'll
do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.